Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone, riding the freedom train. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, April 30th, 2020. I will not comply. Live free or die. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the economy is in tatters, mostly from a decline in healthcare spending. Crazy, right? But no, that's the deal. Hospitals empty, cutting jobs by tens of thousands. Nice work, everybody. Number two, Joe Biden has dodged the questions about sexual assault allegations from a former staffer for a while. I wonder if he even remembers the questions. He's going to have to face them at some point. Does he remember? Big question. And number one, once a politician gets power, they rarely give it up freely. You know that. That's certainly the case with some of the nation's governors who insist on the lockdowns, and they continue. Stay-at-home orders, state of emergency declarations, solely up to them, they say. And they'll not be giving that up anytime soon. Governor Whitmer in Michigan, among those declaring herself above the conversation. She will not debate, she says. Her powers set to expire today at midnight. She declared a 28-day state of emergency 28 days ago. A little bit longer. It's been extended once. It is set to expire today. Under state law, in order for it to continue, under the applicable state law from 1976 that talks about epidemics and so forth, she would need the blessing of the legislature. But the governor's pointing to a 1945 law that has no such sunset clause, talking about violence and acts of violence against the state or other warlike incidents. And she says she will continue, unabated, unconcerned. In fact, I'd like you to hear from the governor. Bite number two, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan saying she's not going to negotiate about her power with anybody. Go.
Now, the Republicans in the legislature want to negotiate opening up sectors of our economy. They're acting as though we are in the midst of a political problem. This is not a political problem that we have. This is a public health crisis. This is a global pandemic. We've already lost over 3,700 Michiganders, more than we lost in Vietnam. I am completely focused on saving lives. I'm not going to engage in political negotiations with anybody. We don't have time for politics and games when people's lives are on the line. I'm going to make decisions not based on negotiation, but based on facts and science and data and risk.
Nobody will tell me what I'm going to do. I am in charge, period. The legislature is non-essential. She's not giving up her power to anybody. It sets up a big problem. If the Republicans do nothing today, the state of emergency expires by law at midnight. The governor can declare an extension, and she will create a constitutional crisis in the state of Michigan. That's the way it appears to me and to several other legal scholars that I have talked to. Meanwhile, her counterpart, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, shocked because part of what the governor did yesterday was take internal emails between himself, his staff, and the governor and her staff and release them during a press conference. She violated any trust they might have had. She burned every bridge she could see. There's no trust now between Shirky and Whitmer in Michigan. A complete break between the Republicans and the Democrats. And who's right and who's wrong? Well, I don't know that, except to say that the law is pretty clear. It expires at midnight tonight. What is Shirky going to do right now? He's trying to figure out his next move. And he had some pretty strong words for the governor. It's bite number three. Go.
You know, usually the questions come up about, you know, how's the relationship going with the governor and, you know, moving forward and things like that. And right now I'm a bit speechless about how do you respond to somebody who just gives you the double middle finger.
I mean, the governor said that basically that she's not willing to cede over this stay safe, stay home posture to the legislature. She doesn't want you guys involved in that. That's from her standpoint, she's in charge of doing emergencies, and that should be her purview.
She's made it very clear for a number of weeks now that she's very comfortable being a dictator. This state is not to be ever intended to be run as by one person. And so it doesn't surprise me that she continues to act that way.
That interview done by Kyle Malin of MERS News. I had a chance to talk to Mike Shirky. A double middle finger from the governor, says the leader of the Republicans in Michigan. Not leaving much of an opening for negotiations today, clearly. There's supposed to be another protest at the state capitol today. Sheriff Clark and so forth will be there. I don't know what the turnout will be. It certainly probably will not be like Operation Gridlock 2 weeks ago. By the way, still waiting for that big surge of COVID-19 cases as a result of those 40,000 people turning out at the state capitol in Lansing. Looking for that big surge in cases. I haven't seen it yet. We'll keep an eye on it. I'm going to go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline for a moment. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966. No matter where you are in America, if you're catching the program, we encourage you to call and tell us what you're seeing. We've got Zeke calling in from Joliet, Illinois. A trucker there. Zeke, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. What's happening? What's up in Illinois?
Well, what's going on in Illinois right now, I just passed 52 cars on the side of the road coming through Joliet. They've hit potholes and all blow their tires. They have three state troopers out there right now directing traffic. It's about a two-hour delay, but I'm past that now, and I'm actually out of Petoskey, Michigan. I haul tissue paper out of Sheboygan, Michigan, to the Midwest. They convert it into usable toilet paper rolls. And I'm currently hauling food products back to Michigan, and the rates have dropped down to 62 cents a mile. Takes me about $1.64 a mile to operate my truck. That's with zero profit. And
so wait a second. Hold on. The pay they're offering you, an essential frontline guy, as they say truckers are, along with other folks.
Yeah.
The pay offered is 62 cents. You're losing $1 a mile running your rig down the road.
Right. Yeah, 2 weeks ago we were essential. I don't know what happened, but, we weren't getting extra pay 2 weeks ago, but we were essential. But now we're getting $1 less a mile, and I think they're trying to cripple the economy. I talk to ranchers. I go to Nebraska and Iowa, talking to ranchers who are getting ready to euthanize their feeder cattle.
Right.
And their hogs, they're plowing crops under. I mean, they're planting their crops. But
no, I've seen that. I've seen the crops getting plowed under, Zeke. I've seen all of that. Let me ask you this. I only got about 20 seconds left. How long can you operate? I mean, you can't operate at a loss like that very long. I mean, how long until you just got to park the rig?
Yeah, Monday. Monday I'll park the rig if the rates don't go up. And that's all owner-operators. There's a million-plus owner-operators, and what's happening right now is the...
It'll stop everything.
Trucking the big corporate trucking companies, they're hauling trailers for Dollar General, Family Dollar, Walmart, and they've signed some lucrative contracts, kind of a...
Keeping themselves alive. Zeke, I got to leave it there. Be sure to check back in with me. Keep the number handy. You're an important contact to the world out there. This is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction Banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.